We're learning the Tomel Dvora, and we're up to the fourth chapter. Now, the Tomel Dvora is a work that focuses on how we can become better people, but he takes it from Kabbalistic concepts. So he takes concepts that are used to describe God, which are Kabbalistic, and we don't understand, sometimes we don't understand completely, and sometimes we don't understand at all. And when he applies them to us, then we understand the message. Now, in the previous chapters, I'd say 95% of what he said was understandable. In this chapter, there's a larger section, which is a little bit more Kabbalistic. So we'll have to try and see what we could glean from the wisdom, but we have to realize that our understanding here is going to be limited, because this chapter happens to focus a lot more on Kabbalistic concepts, at least in the beginning. So let's see. Perek Revi, the fourth chapter, how a person could get accustomed to the trait of deep understanding. Meaning there's the superficial understanding, there's the knowledge, which is one type of that's knowledge, and then there's understanding, going beyond knowledge. And very often our first actions are based on knowledge. And with understanding, we would do things differently. And understanding leads us to take a change in course, what we might call tshuva. Understanding leads us beyond our earlier decisions and our earlier path in life. So how does a person accustom himself to this level of understanding? Vehu lashuv b'tshuva. The source, the root of it is when a person moves up in the world, he does tshuva, he returns to what's right. She'en davar chashuv kamoa. There's nothing that equals tshuva in its importance. Mipnei shehim takenet kol pgam, because tshuva has the capacity to fix everything. Uchmo shederach habina lemateh kol hadinim ulvatel meriutam, and just like understanding could help a person sweeten the dinim when he is judged harshly, when things seem bitter, but when we have the understanding, we understand God's hand in it, we understand the importance of it, then even the what seems bitter on the surface can be sweetened. Kacha adam yashuv b'tshuva v'yitaken kol pgam. By the same token, when we do tshuva, that can fix everything that's within us. Umi she'me'arer tshuva kol yamav. And whoever spends his life constantly contemplating how he could get better, how he could do tshuva, how he could fix himself even more. Gorem she'ta'ir habina b'chol yamav. So that causes the light of understanding to shine throughout his days. V'nimtzu kol yamav yumei tshuva. Turns out that throughout his days he's doing tshuva. He's always trying to get better. Dehainu lichlol atzmo b'bina shehi tshuva, meaning he's including himself in understanding, which is in essence tshuva. V'imei chayav mu'utarim b'soda tshuva elyona. And then he crowns his days with the secret of tshuva, that's the upper tshuva, whatever that means. U'ei, now look, k'vi chmo she'atshuva yesh b'shosh kol hanimtzot. Just like tshuva really is at the root of everything that exists, b'soda yovel, this is the secret concept of yovel. Yovel is when everything comes back to its original state, so to speak. We enter the land of Israel, I sell to you, you sell to me, and then everything comes back, you know, you wipe the slate clean, you start again. That's the idea of yovel, it's the idea of tshuva. V'arei shoresh achitzonim, sod nehar dinu. The root of everything that's external is in this secret concept of the river of fire. Hanichlal b'kedusha b'sod ha'gvurot. And this is encompassed by the holy concept of the secret of gvurot, empowerment. If we don't understand what we're talking about, that's because these are high Kabbalistic concepts. Nishra sham mitpashen misham mikreit pashutut charonaf. And that's the root, but from there it could expand to anger. Ubesod v'yarach Hashem etreach hanichoach yechzor ha'itpashtut ul mekoro. But when God smells a good smell, when we do positive things, so then that anger can subside, so to speak. It can return to its place. And then things that would otherwise seem harsh can be sweetened. And then the anger can subside, and Hashem could take back whatever bad was going to come upon a person. By the same token, just like we say there's a potential, there's potential for anger, for punishment, and when a person offers a good smell to heaven, which could be his tshuva, it could be his good actions, then things sweeten themselves. So too, a person with the concept of tshuva can have the same effect. שלא תאמר שהתשובה טובה לחלק הקדושה שבאדם. A person might think, תשובה, that's what's holy about me. No, אלא גם לחלק הרע שבו מתמתק. Even the parts of a person which are not good. Every one of us has the things, the part of us that's good, and then the part that's not so good. So a person might think, תשובה is all about what's good about me. No. Even the parts that are not perfect, that I know it's within my nature, it's the part that we might call the part that's chelek ra. A person has to know that within there, tshuva also makes it sweeter. Ken amida zo. Teida, I'll prove it to you. Sharei kain raya uminachashaya. The Medrash says that Eve, Chava, got pregnant from the snake, from the nachash, and from him she had Cain. Cain was from the nachash. That's what the Medrash says. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer.
Was it Cain?
Cain. Cain, Hevel, the two sons of Chava, the first two sons. So Cain was bad. V'ne'emalo, and yet Hashem tells Cain, Halo imtetiv se'et. You have the potential to do tshuva, Hashem tells him. Al tachshov mipnei she'ata mitzad hara she'en lecha takana. Don't think because your root, your source is bad, you have no potential for fixing. Ze sheker, that's a lie. Halo imtetiv. If you only do good, v'tashrish atzmecha besoda tshuva, and you implant yourself with the concept of tshuva, se'et, you will become uplifted, tistalek sham besoda tova mushrasham. You can take with tshuva even things that are not within you. A person might say, there's an area where I know I'm bad. There's nothing good about me in that area. Hashem says, right. But what tshuva does is tshuva doesn't only fix me, tshuva implants within me good. So Hashem tells Cain, don't look at yourself and say, I come from bad. Person can say, my parents are evil, like one guy told me. This guy committed suicide in the end. He said, my father's an adulterer. My mother's, I don't want to say what. I grew up with such bad. I have no potential for ever being good. No such thing. We say from the worst place, even Cain, who according to the Midrash, his father was a nachash, which means his father was like the Satan, you know, his father was the root of all bad, the nachash. Oh, but he could. He could. The idea is, good doesn't only come from within. Good can be implanted inside too. Even a person who says, I grew up in a home where my father beat and I saw everything bad. Like one guy told me, he says, I grew up, I saw murder 15 times a year. I saw murder. I saw the cruelest things. I had a guy once told me, he saw everything cruel you can imagine under the sun. He said, that was the norm where he grew up. So what? So you have to take the good from without and implant it within. We don't say that if a person can't find any good within, so then it's over. No. You say tshuva can also put good where there was no good. Shekol mar elyon shosho matok. We have to know that everything bitter from above has a root that's also sweet. V'yachol ikanes der shosho letiv atzmo. And at the root, a person, if he can hit the root, he can also make himself better. And that's also an important point, that at the root, every person has good. Sometimes it's covered, you know, you see a tree, and everything you see about the tree is bad. It's got thorns, it's got poisonous fruits, it's got nothing good about it. If you can only get to the root, you'll see that there's good. And that's the way every human being is too. Deep down, every person has, at the root, you just have to be able to access the root. But at the root, there's something good. Ve'laze ha'peulot atzman metiv ha'adam. And that's why a person's actions can make him good. It's not only about where's my heart. It's also, if I can do externally positive actions, slowly it will connect me to my root that is good. Very often we say, first get into the habit. Do it. Sometimes a person says, I don't want to daven today. Do it. The external action will connect to the heart. We live in a day and age where people say, but I don't connect to this. Ani lo mitchaber. We say, okay, do it and you'll be mitchaber. It doesn't begin with ani mitchaber. It doesn't begin with only what I feel like doing. If you do it even when you don't feel like doing it, then you'll arouse the desire to connect it. You'll arouse that root that's within. And therefore, pulot atzman metiv adam, the actions make us into a good person. We don't always have to work from within outward. Sometimes within we say there's nothing good. Like this guy told me, nothing good in me. I grew up with evil. I only know evil. That's where I am. Fine. So do positive. Do good. And then you'll arouse the good that's within. Uzdunot na'asu lo kizchuyot. And through tshuva, a person can make even the things he purposely did bad, can ultimately turn into merits. Ki ne otama peulot she'asa, because the actions he did, ayum katrigot misita dismala, they keep speaking bad about him. From the when a person does something bad, we said every action we do creates an angel, creates a spiritual being that testifies against us. And so the more bad a person does, the more he's being pulled in that direction from above. And nonetheless, shav b'tshuva shlema, when a person does tshuva, what does he do? He shifts himself. Now, what's he doing when he shifts himself? Arei machnis u'mashrish otan ha'peulot lemala. What he's doing is he's shifting everything to a totally different plane. Now he's a different person. He's connecting everything to the positive that he is. V'chol otan ha'mekatregin enam mitbatlin, ela metivin atzvan u'mishtarshim b'tlusha ha'kein atavat kain. And then all those angels, they don't have a choice. When he does a complete tshuva, where are they going to go? They're not going to disappear, but rather they have to come along with him. And that's what Hashem says. When we do complete tshuva, then even the things we did wrong become our merits. They become our zchuyot. Because those angels don't disappear. But they have to sing a different tune now. Now they suddenly have to say, good, yeah. They say, look, in spite of what he did, look at what positive he did. So all the avirot that a person did can become his zchuyot. They become his merits. They turn good. Just like by Kayin. V'areim Kayin shav b'tshuva v'nitkan. If Cain did tshuva and he got fixed, he is don adam arishon shebo lidet Cain. He's over here. He shows he's not going with the medrash that Cain came from the snake, but rather Cain came after Adam's sin. So if Cain came from that, kina dim saavuta hayan echshav lo zchut besod bram ezak abba. So if Cain was born from Adam with sin, Cain didn't have to continue with sin. Cain could fix that, and then. Cain fixes it. He's in a different place. He shifts everything. He shifts even the avirot of his father. Omnam lo ratza lashuv. But Cain didn't want to. Tshuva, the difficulty in tshuva is whether we want to or not. Once you want to, everything else is surmountable. The prime difficulty. So then it will arouse within. It takes time. Sometimes it could take years. It takes time. Because a person also has to grow. At the first point of tshuva, a person first meets up with the thought, I liked it better beforehand. Life was easier. Life was more fun. Every step of tshuva is first met with the external difficulty. It's not internal. It's so external.
It's like a future guarantee that...
A person that starts keeping Shabbat, he doesn't see right now that he's going to have a beautiful family, and he's going to have beautiful meals with them, and he's going to have a beautiful life this way. What he sees right now is his friends are going to the movies and he's not. His girlfriend tells him, you're not coming with me to the movies, what's wrong with you? Now you became this ultra-Orthodox, are we ever going to continue together? And he's faced with a challenge, he's faced with an external challenge. It's external. If he were able to see beyond the moment, if he were able to see beyond the day, then he could see that in the long run, even in this world, forget the world to come, even in this world, there's a lot of positive in the way he's going.
When it's difficult, you also feel the satisfaction of the tametz.
Oh, so a person has to see the lights. There are small sparks of light. One of them is the satisfaction, I did this. Right.
The harder the test, the more teshuva.
The more reward, yeah. Because Cain chose to go all the way the wrong way, so then everything bad got connected to him. But all the branches have a future of getting sweet. Even things that have that grew from something bad, we said, have potential of becoming sweet. A person is never supposed to say, that's it, it's over. No, he's just got more, he's got a bigger load to take with him now. והיינו ממש מן הטעם שפרשתי שאדם משריש בעצמו סוד הרע וממתקו מכניסו לטוב. And that's exactly how I explained that a person initially can connect himself to that which is bad, but he could sweeten it and bring it with him when he becomes good. He could bring it to the side of good. לפיכך האדם מתאר יצר הרע ומכניסו לטוב והוא משתרש בקדושה למעלה. So a person can, so to speak, purify the desire for bad, bring it to the good where when he shifts, and then he, so to speak, replants it in the side of holiness.
It has a bad desire, no?
Correct. וזוהי מעלת התשובה שאדם מתנהג בה, and this is the high level of תשובה, the way a person should behave. צריך שבכל יום ויום יערער בה. Person has to think about this every day. ויעשה תשובה בצד מה. Person should have every day a little increment that he did תשובה, a little bit. There has to be something which I did better today than I did yesterday. I used to try, I still work on having kavanah and tefillah. So what I do is each time I'd work on another sentence in tefillah. So that each tefillah I'd have one more sentence I'm focused on. One sentence, not a paragraph, not a big thing, small thing, one sentence. But you know, if you start focusing on Hodu Lashem, Hodu, yeah, and then you, the next sentence, and the next sentence, slowly, you grow. I didn't even start with Shmon Esrei, because Shmon Esrei I found is easier for me to have Kavanah. Psukei Zimra for me is harder. So it was. This goes back, I started this 12 years ago. But each time a Pasuk, each time one line. So every day a person has to try to move a drop. Not a lot, a drop. Kedei sheyu kol yamav b'tshuva. And sometimes that drop is to stay where he's at. Sometimes it's to fight today's battle, and today's battle is harder than yesterday's battle sometimes. Sometimes it's the consistency. A person decides he's going to put on tefillin every day, and then the morning after Shavuot, it's harder. He missed davening, and everyone's running. And okay, so sometimes the advancement is maintaining place, because today is harder to maintain where I was yesterday. But every day a person has to try to advance a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. Yeah.